truths, and Lord will, I may preach them Wednesday or another time, but I think it's something that'll help you. I really do. I want to give you something to take home with you and gnaw on a little bit. All right? I'm going to read those scriptures again. Not that Brother Carl, and I'm very proud of our young men at Fellowship Baptist Church, and I don't want to, as saying that, I don't want to forget the young ladies in the church. I'm very proud of our young people. Amen. You make your pastor proud. I'm so thankful. And I'm convinced that God is going to use these young people. I don't know in what capacity. I don't. I just know that when God looks down, He smiles on the young people at Fellowship Baptist Church. Amen. I'm convinced of that. And that is a testament of parents who take God's work seriously. You can see it in their children. Please continue to do that. Please continue to do that. Carl did a good job in reading the scripture. And it's not that he didn't, that I'm repeating it. It's just been a while, and I just want to bring a few thoughts to you. Verse number 16 of Mark chapter 1. Now as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, Come ye after me, and I will make ye to become fishers of men. And straightway they forsook their nets and followed him. Father, thank you for the good testimonies tonight. It's come now time to conclude our service. I believe in my heart that you have done a great work through the testimonies of your people. You have certainly not only challenged my heart, you have filled it with joy. God, I want to thank you. Thank you for times like these when it's just cemented in our heart that God, the God of heaven, is faithful in meeting the needs of His people. I pray for that one that may be here tonight that is struggling with this. They're wrestling. The devil has gotten a hold in their life in some area. And God, I just pray that you would bind back the forces of evil. And I pray, God, that you would strengthen their faith and that you would help them this coming week to get along with you and allow you to build their faith in this area of you supplying their need. Help us to walk with you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Let me give you just a couple of quick things here, and I'll preach it to you another time, but I just want to give a thought or two, okay? The first thought, and I want you to look at this thought. You know, if I were to tell you that God has called somebody to be something spectacular, you would think chemist, right? Scientist, doctor, lawyer. You know, when we hear of ambitions and we hear of aspirations that parents have for their children, we hear those kinds of things. But I want you to notice what the King of the universe, he said, I'm going to call you to the highest calling that can be bestowed upon a man. You don't expect the word fisher to be in that calling. Amen? But notice what he said. Come ye, in verse number 17, come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. I want you to understand how Jesus is doing this. He said, I got something high and lofty for you. I've got something that'll fill a place in your heart that nothing else will fill. I'm going to teach you. I'm going to make you to become something that you can't become in your own. Just like we can't pay our own way, this is God's program. You're not going to get saved and automatically turn into a fisher of men. This is what this teaches me. Okay? This is something God makes you. You say, preacher, I'm fired up about this missions conference now. I'm getting all in. I'm diving all in. And I'm going to be a big giver. And I'm going to be a big praying person. And I'm going to be just a mission person. I mean, I'm going to stand out at Fellowship Baptist Church as like the missions member. Well, wait a minute. God's going to grow you into that. God's going to make you into that. You understand that. It's a process. Notice what he said. Come ye after me, and I will make you fishers of men. I will make you to become fishers of men. Is that what he said, brethren? It's a process. And don't you forget that. You say, well, I have to wait before I give. Oh, no, not that at all. You just allow God to work. See, these men were not going to become that on their own. I'm not going to give to missions, not the way God wants me to, on my own. I need to ask God to God, you show me how you want me to give to your program. God, you teach me how to get involved in your kingdom. God, you make me that. This is not about me. It's not my program. This is God's program. And I want God to teach me how to do his program. You let God teach you how to do his program. Amen. Is that what's happening here, brethren? He said, I'm going to teach you. Now, in the process of God making them fishers of men, they were already fishers. Now, God, listen, God can make you a doctor. God can make you a chemist. God can make you a scientist. But did you know that you can be a scientist and still be a fisher of men? Amen. You can be a chemist. You can be a biologist. You can be a doctor and still be a fisher of men. But it takes time. And so I want to encourage some of you that have just gotten saved. Be here every church service. I tried to encourage you this morning. Young people, you be here every single night of the missions conference. Interact with these missionaries. Talk with them. Listen intently as they share their burden. Hang on their every word. Open up your heart to what God is saying through them. Who knows what God is going to do in this year's missions conference? Who knows who that person that God has said, come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. On another level, it's God that does that, brethren. We hear people, oh, he's got the gift of this and that. No, God has, he has submitted himself. She has submitted herself to God that she may allow him to make her or him to become what they are. We understand that, right? Amen. Let me give you one more truth out of this. This is a calling. Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. It's a process. Notice what he didn't say. He didn't say catchers of men. Brother David done a great job just a couple of weeks ago talking about the importance of understanding our role in God's work. Sometimes we put a lot of pressure on ourselves and we try to do God's work for him. God help me as a pastor and just as a Christian not to try to be the Holy Spirit. I don't want to be the Holy Spirit. In your life, I don't even want to be the Holy Spirit in my life. And we all need to be careful about this. You allow, and God help me, let's allow God to be the Holy Spirit because he is the Holy Spirit. And if we will allow him to be what he is, then he can show himself for who he is. But we have to allow, listen, God will allow us, he will let us miss out if we insist. But here is two men that God personally called and said, I'm going to make something out of you. And he said, this is what I want to make out of you. I'm going to make you to become fishers of men. He didn't say, I'm going to make you catchers of men. You do your part, and then by faith, let's trust God to do his part. Is that what these men are being taught here? Yes, it is. These men fully understood as fishermen, don't you think that, look here at the latter part of verse number 16. Don't you think that that is just some God filling up some space there? God wanted us to know these are fishers. And so when Jesus said, I will make you to become fishers of men, their mentality, they knew exactly what he was saying. And God help you and God help me. They knew their role in what God was going to make them to become. They knew it's not my place. It's my place to bait the hook. It's my place to go fishing. Amen. It's my place to cast the reel. But it's left up to the God of heaven to catch the fish. It's my place to give, to pray, to go, but it's God's place to give the increase. And that's the way it is with you too. Okay? You see what happened there? God didn't say, I'm going to make you catchers of men. He said, I'm going to make you fishers of men. I'm going to give you an interest in men. I'm going to give you an interest in their need. I'm going to give you an interest in them. Let's not fool ourselves, brethren. Let's not kid ourselves now. And it's very easy to do this sometimes. As believers, we can manipulate ourselves and we can make ourselves believe something through deception that's really just not so. We're never as an entire body going to have the world vision that God wants us to have until we get a burden for the people that live across the street from us. Let's not fool ourselves. If we're not burdened about Madison, we're not going to be burdened about Myanmar. We're not. If we're not burdened about green, we're not going to be burdened about Australia, Mexico. We're not. We can go through the motions. We can do the missions thing, but it's a burden. In order for that to happen, God's got to make that happen. I will make you to become. It's the work of God in our lives. Please understand that. Comes through prayer. Comes through reading these mission letters and listen as they're read before our congregation. It comes through talking to them as they set up their tables and interacting with them, emailing them, and keeping up with what's going on in their life. This is how God creates burden in our heart for the needs of a lost and dying world. That is real. That's when it's real. And it's not just, well, let me throw a little money in the plate and okay, I gave to missions. You satisfied? I'm not saying anybody here does that. I'm not indicting you. I'm just saying that's the way the devil wants us to do missions. But God wants us to do it with a burden. God wants us to do it seeing the needs of lost people. Lost people. And if we don't have a vision for Jerusalem, it's going to be very difficult to have a vision for the uttermost part of the world. It starts at Jerusalem. Let's all stand to our feet. Several years ago, I had